It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here, fresh off the plane from Europe. My wife and I made a bargain. She loves to travel, which I don't, and I love to bicycle. So I agreed to travel if she would agree to bike. That's what they call a win-win in business school. So off we went to the Czech Republic, Germany, and Austria, and biked some beautiful countryside along the Vltava River and the Danube. With all that up-close personal time in Europe, I thought we would talk about what I observed about European children compared to American children in today's PEDcast. So sit back, pop open a Perrier, and listen. Let's start with the babies. They look a lot like American babies, cute and chubby. They seem to be well-equipped with fancy strollers and accessories like you see in any upscale American city. Moms seemed a little younger than the ones I see in the States on average, or maybe they just were more relaxed because many of these moms had a 3-year maternity leave after the birth of their child. I don't know about you, but 3 years off work would make me look a little bit younger too. Fortunately, I saw no new mothers smoking like so many of their childless counterparts like to do in Europe. I don't know if it is a rule in Europe, but I almost never saw a baby without a hat, no matter what the temperature was. How do those European mothers get their children to wear those hats? I also didn't see any babies that were barefooted or wearing traditional shoes, for that matter. They seem to always wear leather moccasins. I thought that was an American Indian invention, those moccasins, not European. Pacifiers, they're big in Europe among the children, well into toddler life and beyond. These children are destined to speak 3 or 4 languages quite well, so I guess the PASI doesn't slow down language acquisition like we American pediatricians are taught. I think the majority of preschool children were adorning pacifiers as well as bottles many times. Now, here's a big difference I noticed. European parents don't let their children snack incessantly like so many American parents encourage their children to do. They must have listened to my podcast on snacking that I called my Crunch Out Campaign. For more on that, make sure you check out my Crunch Out Campaign podcast at the following address. Well, how about the older school-age children and teens? Of course, they seem as addicted to their cell phones as any American child, but not addicted to soda. I rarely saw a teen brandishing a soda or any sugary drink. A beer, on the other hand, yes. More on that in a minute. European children are pack animals just like their American counterparts, seemingly always moving in groups. I think the rate of being overweight was slightly less in Europe, but still a problem that plagues both sides of the Atlantic. Overall, I think the girls dressed a little less seductively, but it was not unusual to see tattoos and piercings. Lip piercing seemed to be particularly popular. Body art seems to be in vogue in Europe, just as the U.S., unfortunately. A big difference, however, was that very few teens wore braces on their teeth. I guess having perfect aligned teeth isn't as important there. One big difference I did notice was how much clearer the skin of teens seemed to be. It's not unusual to see a teenager with perfect, unblemished skin. Amazing. In my practice, I see teens with perfect skin only on very rare occasions. Recent studies have begun to link soda intake with acne. Could the soda be turning on inflammation in these kids and creating acne? Well, given my two observations about European children, I think maybe this research is onto something. Now, back to that beer comment I made a few minutes ago. I think we're all aware of how much more relaxed the European families are with regards to alcohol than we are on this side of the Atlantic. Not only did I see many young children with alcohol in public, but I also saw waiters serving children alcohol who appeared to be between 12 and 14 years of age. When I asked, I was told that drinking age was 18, but younger children were frequently served alcohol in my observations. So who do you think has more difficulty with intoxication among their children, Europeans or Americans? Well, if you said Europeans, you are correct. It seems that it is a myth that giving children alcohol at a young age makes it less likely they will become troubled drinkers. Age of introduction of alcohol may have nothing to do with the future alcohol dependency, but lowering the drinking age makes no sense based on my readings and observations. Now, if you really want to get an insider's view of the European parenting experience, I recommend a book called Bringing Up Bebe by Pamela Druckerman, or check out my book review about her book. Mrs. Druckerman gives a funny, enlightening view of raising babies in France and how it differs from parenthood in the U.S. I think you'll really enjoy her book. As always, your comments are welcome at my blog, www.docsmo.com. This is Doc Smo, hoping you get a chance to unravel the joys of travel. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.